He made the Chomim had a move from the Shade to the Sun. It was taking a long time. They were getting nervous. That would move back and forth. That would go from the Shade back to the Sun. So skip all Malay. Vitness braid the Abishol ben Vitness. So the Vitness said back to him that me no dato adaita the Mitzayi Rabbonin. Would, if you would have known that by you making this nether, you're going to bother the Rabbonin so much, they're going to have to move Mitula from the Shade, Mishimusha, to the heat, for the sun, or Mishimusha from the heat, from the sun, you're going to make them go back the tools of the Shade. Would have you still made the nether? Oh, my Lord, he said, no, if I would have known that my nether is going to cause the Chamin to feel bad, I would have never made the nether. And so, Vishar Yuyu, Rev Yishmael, Rev Yossi. That they were mounted in the nether, that's also called a good Pesach. If you would have known this and this would have happened, you wouldn't have made it, that's also called good. So the Ran says, Loi sheyatir v'schor, that doesn't really mean that the case before of Schoira was matrit for himself. To kaimel on layacha devorei huwein emeichel. Avada, you yourself can't be matrit your own nether, you have to go to a chochem. Just means that if Schoira now has a good reason to go to a chochem, to be matrit his nether. So he'll go to a chochem now and find an easy heter. That I didn't realize that with my nether I would make Rav Nachman feel so angry. Now that I made him feel so angry, that's a good Pesach. Another case is Rav Yosef Hevele Nidra Lemishrei. Rav Yosef had a nether that he made, and he wanted to have a Taras Nadarim. Is also the kind of the Rabbonin. So also he went in front of the Rabbonin to find out that the matter his nether. Omrulei Nodait Nodarto Adait Adochi. They also wanted to find the Pesach. If you would have known this and this, would have you still made the nether Omalu in? Yes. No doubt to Adai to the Hochi. If you would have known this would come out, would have you still made the nether Omalu in? Yes. Karma Zimnin, a lot of times they try to find something that it should feel bad that he made the nether, and nothing doing. Now, Kivon the Chozu Katra, there was a washing man. A man of his business is to wash clothing. He saw the way this Reb Yosef was the Mitztayri Rabbonin. He saw the Rav Yosef was bothering the Rabbonin. They had to keep on asking him back and forth, this and this, and nothing doing. But we're getting nervous. He saw Rav Yosef bothering the Rabbonin. So what did this katzur, this washerman, do? Is machia b'yuchla. He bopped him over the head. He hit him. Machla b'uchla the katzuri. With his wash, with his basket of wash, he hit him over the head. So now they said back to Rav Yosef, Omar, if I would have known that because of my nether, I would have got bopped over the head from a washerman, I would have never made my nether. That's called the good Pesach. And he went on feeling good, now he has a good Pesach. So again, the Ran says that he wasn't matter for himself, he still had to go to another Talmud Chacham, but I call upon him, that was the Pesach. The Pesach is that if I would have known that I would get beaten or hit because of my nether, I would have never made the nether. And this the Gemara says, such a Pesach is no good. Omalei Ravacha Midiftel Ravina. Hai Noilatu. This Pesach that if you would have known this and this would have happened, you would have never made a nether, this is not something that would happen from the beginning. This is something new that happened right now. Noilatu means like something is created first now. Something new happened right now. What does this have to do with the beginning of making the nether? The Leimastik Ataita Democh LeKatsura. That nobody ever thinks like this. That someone's going to hit you over the head. It's something that first happened later on, so that's not called the good Pesach. But Tanina, we learned, and Poiskin like Benerlin, we can't be matter a nether for you to tell you if you would have known this and this would happen, you would have never made a nether. But Nerlin means you didn't know this would happen at the beginning when you made the nether. It's something new that came about later. Something new that first came out later, so true, you feel later about it. But at the beginning, when you made the nether, such a thing never enters your mind. So it's not something to feel bad from the beginning of making the nether. That's called nolet, something that's first created later. And that we pass can ain't poiskin like the nolet. So Omalei said back to him, Chudas to Terence for these other cases also, Omalei, hi, love nolet. No, this is not a good case of nolet. The shchichi of kure de mitzvah rabbonin. But this is a shchichi thing, this happens pretty often. Any time people see you bothering the Rabbonin, they feel bad for the Rabbonin, and they'll bop you over the head. So that's not called something you don't think about. Person knows when you make a nether that it could come out that later you may want to be matter the nether, and you could think that you may have a hard time by the chochem be mattering your nether, and you could think that if I'm giving them a hard time, there may be some people walking by and see the way I'm bothering the rabbonin, and they'll come and beat me up. So it's not something abnormal that you don't think about right now. It's something that people do think about right now. That's not called nether. That's called something that we could have a teres nedarim from. Mor says that they suho the Abaya. Abaya's wife, heavy law he brought her. They had a daughter. Kitz Abaya and his wife, they had a daughter. There's an argument now, it came the time of Shiduchim to marry her off. So, who Omar Abaya said, Likrevoi, I only wanted to marry somebody from my mishpacha, my side of the mishpacha. Not the wife's side, but my side. And he, Omar Abaya's wife, said just the opposite. Likreva, she's my daughter. My mishpacha is very choshev. I wanted to get married to my side, not to your side. Is Omulos Abaye said, Tisusrei Hanos Yalecha. Abaye got very pretty upset. So he made a strong nether and he said, you should know my wife. If you're going to marry off my daughter to your mishpacha, I'm not going to let you come into the house anymore. You can't have any enjoyment from me anymore. Tisusrei Hanos Yalecha. All what I own should be yosef banot to you. Iavrit adaitoi, if you go against my words, the mitzvos law lekrevecho. If you go and marry her off to your side, to your mishpacha, you should know you're finished. That's it. You're not going to have any enjoyment from me anymore. So Abaye's wife didn't care. Ozla, she went. Viavrit adaitoi, she didn't listen to her husband, Abaye's wife. The yintzvos lekrevecho, she went ahead and made a fair shidduch, place with her cousin, and she married off her daughter to her cousin. So now the Shiloh was, Abaye now stuck. He has a nether, his wife can't have any enjoyment from him. The Psalm afterwards, Abaye now wants to be matter the nether, he's not a Rosh Abaye. He only did it at the beginning to try and stop his wife. But now that he sees nothing doing, the Kedushin is Chal already, now already he wants to be matter the nether. So Osla came with the Rabbi Yosef, Abaye came in front of Rabbi Yosef. Omaleh, so Rabbi Yosef said to Abaye, Ilu ever yodat, if you would have known, the Yavater Adaitcha, that your wife would not listen to you. Even after you made the nether, if you would have known, your wife wouldn't have listened to you. Or mitzvah v'olol l'kreva, and she would still marry off her daughter. To her side, mi yodarta, would have you made the nether still? Oh my loy, Abaye said no. Like I only did it, like a nidre zeruzma, like in our Mishnah, to show that I mean business to try and stop my wife. For if I would have known my wife is so strong and she wouldn't have listened to me, she still would have went ahead with it, then I would have never made the nether. Vishayi Rabbi Yosef was matter it. Fred Gemara, is that true? Is this called the good Atoras Chacham? O Mishorek Yagavna? The Gemara says, in yes, for Tanya bring your proof. Maisa biyod mechot. Shehidiris ishtoi melalas the regal. A person may advise he had a fight with his wife, whether she go out of the regal or not to go to Yushalayim. So he made a nether upon his wife that if she goes to the regal, she can't have enjoyment from him. For Yovra al Daita, she didn't listen to her husband. For Yosef the Regal, still she went up to the Regal Zayin. Still she went up to Yishlayim. Ovol lefnei Rabbi Yosef. Now afterwards, the husband went to Rabbi Yosef to try and find the heter to the amount of his nether. Omalo, he said to him, Vilu oisa yodei, if you would have known, she averas al Daita, that your wife would not listen to you, and she anyway would go up to Yishlayim, v'yolel the Regal, klumer darta, would have you really made the nether? In other words, you really want that your wife can't have enjoyment from you. Oh my loy loy, he said no. I only said it just to try and stop her from going up. But now that she went up, I never really meant to make the nether. The Tira Rav Yosi also was not this type of a nether. Mashman, that's called a good, a charota. That's really, or Nidri Zeruzim, you have charota, you made the nether. The nether you only made in the first place was to try and stop her from doing these things. But now that you see it's in vain that she did it, Minastam, you don't want the nether to be there. That's called a good charota. That was a good heter. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding by the Mishnah and of Chav Gimel Amar Aleph. The Mishnah says, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says that Af Horoitze Lahadires Chaveroi Sheyoichal Etzloi, that even when a person wants to make a nether to force like his friend to eat by him. So the Gemara explains what he means to say is this is also considered a Nidre Zeruzin, that the nether is not Chal. In other words, let's say you're trying to invite your friend over your house for a Suda, and he keeps on saying no.
So you tell your friend, you should know, if you're not going to come, you're going to make a neder that all your property is also to him. He won't be able to have any enjoyment from you at all. So the Mishnah says, even if later the person does not come to your house, still the neder is not chal, because that's also considered a nidrei zeruzin, that you do not really mean to make the neder that he can't eat from your nechasim. You only meant to show him that you really mean business, you really want him to come. So it's really like a continuation from the Mishnah before, that before we had what's called nidrei zeruzin, in the case of a moicher, when you're selling something, a question between $4 or $2, now Rav Lezer ben Yaakov adds on that this is also called a nidrei zeruzin. Then the Mishnah, the way the Gemara comes out later, is saying a new halacha now. That the Mishnah says, Yoim aloy, a person should say, Kol neder shaniyos lider, any neder that I'm going to make throughout the rest of the year, hu botol. Like really the Ran explains later, this is the Indian of saying called nidrei, that we make it tonight, we make a condition at the beginning of the year, that we are saying any neder that we will make throughout the whole year, we don't want that neder to take place. That neder should be bottled. So the Mishnah says you could do such a thing like this, and the Mishnah ends off, ubovad, but providing, shihei zocha b'shasa neder, that later on throughout the year, whenever you do make your neder, you have to remember that you made this tonight. If you remember you made it tonight, then later we say the neder is bottled. Now the whole Mishnah, the Gemara will explain exactly what it means. Now the Gemara starts off, the Gemara and the Havamina thought the Mishnah is saying one case. It's saying a case, and a case where you want your friend to come to eat over, so you make a neder, and you speak out that the neder should not really be chal. So Gemara asked the question, V'chi von diyoma kol neder, shani yosid lider, yihei botol, since right away you say that any neder you will make should be botol, should not take place, if so, lo shoma lei, v'lo yosid badei, like the person you're trying to invite over, if after you say this you make a neder, that if he doesn't come, he should be also to have enjoyment from your property, like the person knows you're joking around. Because the Avamina is that you said all this, the whole Mishnah at one time. That first you said, you make it a condition, that any neder you will make should be bottle, and then you go and make a neder to show the person you really want to come over, and you say that if he doesn't come over, the property should be also on him. But he just heard that you made it tonight, that the Dharma should not be chal. So you're not serving the purpose, he's not going to come, he's not afraid of this neder. It's like, what's Pshat now Mishnah? So Gemara says, what our Mishnah means to say really is two different cases, like we spoke out. And really,